This is Side 11 from Through the Year by Pope Francis, continuing on page 317. Your reader for this side is Catherine Barton. November 1st, the middle class of holiness, Feast of All Saints. To be sure, the testimony of faith comes in very many forms, just as in great fresco. There is a variety of colors and shades. In God's great plan, every detail is important, even yours, even my humble little witness, even the hidden witness of those who live their faith with simplicity in everyday family relationships, work relationships, and friendships. There are the saints of every day, the hidden saints, a sort of middle class of holiness, as a French author said, that middle class of holiness to which we can all belong. From his homily on April 14, 2013. Reflection. How can your family relationships, work relationships, and friendships be a means to help you grow closer to the Lord? How can you find holiness in your everyday routine as a member of this middle class of holiness? November 2nd. Never lose hope. All Souls' Day. May conflict that sows death make room for encounter and reconciliation that bring life. To all who are suffering, I say forcefully, never lose hope. The Church is beside you, accompanies you, and sustains you. From his address, June 30th, 2013. Reflection. Pray for the people in your life who have passed away, remembering with gratitude any good examples they set for you. Pray for those throughout the world who have died, with no one to care about or pray for them. November 3rd. Devotions, but no Jesus. Today we encounter many Christians without Christ. For example, like the Pharisees, Christians who put their faith, their religiosity, their Christianity in laws. I must do this. I must do that. They are Christians out of habit. They seek out only devotions, but no Jesus. There is something missing, my brother. Jesus is missing. If your devotions lead you to Jesus, then they are good. But if they leave you where you are, then something is wrong. From his homily, September 7th, 2013. Reflection. Ask yourself, is my faith primarily a matter of laws and habit? What can I do to more decisively put Jesus at the center of my devotions and my time at Mass? Consciously recenter all of your activities on Jesus. November 4th, the only one who can make something new. Jesus has the power, through the power of his Spirit, to renew hearts. We need to be confident of this. If we do not trust Jesus' power, the only means of salvation, if we do not trust that he is the only one who can make something new, we are false Christians. We are not truly Christian. From Only Love Can Save Us, homily, February 18th, 2012. Reflection. Do you trust in Jesus' power? Do you think he can really renew your heart? Do you believe he is the only means of salvation? Ask Jesus to give you faith. November 5th, sterile and incomplete prayer. In our Christian life too, dear brothers and sisters, may prayer and action always be deeply united. A prayer that does not lead you to practical action for your brother, the poor, the sick, those in need of help, a brother in difficulty, is a sterile and incomplete prayer. But in the same way, when ecclesial service is attentive only to doing, things gain in importance, functions, structure, and we forget the centrality of Christ. When time is not set aside for dialogue with Him in prayer, we risk serving ourselves and not God present in our needy brother and sister. From Angelus Address, July 21st, 2013. Reflection. Does your prayer involve both dialogue and practical action? Talk to Jesus. Listen to Him. Write down what He is asking you to do, and then live it out. November 6, A Race. Man's life on earth is warfare, Job says it, meaning that people are constantly put to the test. That is to say, a test to overcome a situation and overcome oneself. St. Paul took it and applied it to athletes that compete in the arena and who must deny themselves many things in order to achieve success. The Christian life is also a sort of sport, a struggle, a race, where one has to detach oneself from the things that separate us from God. From On Heaven and Earth, Pope Francis on Faith, Family, and the Church in the 21st Century. Reflection. In the first letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul compares the Christian to an athlete competing for a prize. See 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. What goal are you running toward? Where do you need self-control? And how hard are you running? November 7th, The Road We Have Traveled. To remember what God has done and continues to do for me, for us, to remember the road we have traveled, this is what opens our hearts to hope for the future. May we learn to remember everything that God has done in our lives. From his homily, Easter Vigil, March 13, 2013. Reflection. Recall what God has done throughout your life. Keep this in mind as you talk to God about His plans for your future. November 8th. Listening attentively. Listening is not simply hearing. Listening is being attentive. Listening is the desire to understand, to value, to respect, and to save. We must find the means to listen attentively so that each person may speak and so that we are aware of what each person wishes to say. From Only Love Can Save Us, homily, August 7th, 2006. Reflection. Practice truly listening to people. Try to understand where they are coming from and why they feel the way they do. Start by attentively listening to God in prayer and trying to understand what He says to you. November 9th, The Righteous Man Ponders. Instead of thinking about what others may owe us, let's think about what we owe to others. This adds to a person's dignity. The righteous man ponders how he can be even more just. He does so without anyone forcing him. He does it for the honor and for the pleasure that comes from being righteous, from giving back what is not his, from offering separation to those whom he has cheated. From Only Love Can Save Us, homily, August 7th, 2011. Reflection. The virtue of justice is centered on what we owe others. What do you owe others at home, at work, and in your community? Where are you currently fulfilling your obligations? Where can you improve? November 10th. The Lethargy of Good People. Some might say, but Father, how can we bring love to a global civilization which, amid its many contradictions, seems to be set on an apocalyptic course? How can we care for life from the beginning to the end? The great Pope Pius XI once said something very challenging. It is not the negative forces of civilization that are the great problems of our time, but rather the lethargy of its good people. From Only Love Can Save Us, homily, the Feast of the Annunciation, March 25, 2011. Reflection. In what situations are you lethargic? What keeps you from acting? Take a step towards making a difference in this area today. November 11th. He sees the sun from afar. I am always struck when I reread the parable of the merciful Father. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 through 32. And the Father, had he forgotten the Son? No, never. He is there. He sees the Son from afar. He is waiting for him every hour of every day. The Son was always in the Father's heart, even though he had left him, even though he had squandered the whole inheritance, his freedom. The Father, with patience, love, hope, and mercy, had never for a second stopped thinking about him. And as soon as he sees him still far off, he runs out to meet him and embraces him with tenderness. From the homily, Divine Mercy Sunday, April 7th, 2013. Reflection. Think about a time you committed a sin. How do you think God looked upon you at that moment? How does this compare to the image of the parable of the merciful Father? How does this perspective change the way you ask for mercy and forgiveness? November 12th, Lord of Consolation. Do not be afraid, because the Lord is the Lord of consolation. He is the Lord of tenderness. The Lord is a father, and he says that he will be for us like a mother with her baby, with a mother's tenderness. Do not be afraid of the consolation of the Lord. From his homily, June 29th, 2013. Reflection. Where do you need to be consoled? Talk to God about the trials and difficulties in your life. November 13. How beautiful it is. There is no time to be lost in gossip. There is no need to wait for everyone's consensus. What is necessary is to go out and proclaim. To all the people, you bring the peace of Christ, and if they do not welcome it, you go ahead just the same. To the sick, you bring healing, because God wants to heal man of every evil. How many missionaries do this? They sow life, health, comfort to the outskirts of the world. How beautiful it is. Do not live for yourselves. Do not live for yourselves, but live to go forth and do good. Angelus Address, July 7th, 2013. Reflection. On a practical level, what does it look like in your everyday life when you live for others and not for yourself? Where are you moving forward in regard to leaving selfishness behind? Don't let anything hold you back. Bring the gospel to others. November 14th. Always Destruction. The devil is a being that opted not to accept the plan of God. Jesus defines him as the father of lies. His fruits are always destructive, division, hate, and slander. And in my personal experience, I feel him every time that I am tempted to do something that is not what God wants for me. I believe that the devil exists. Maybe his greatest achievement in these times have been to make us believe that he does not exist. On Heaven and Earth, Pope Francis on Faith, Family, and the Church in the 21st Century. Reflection. Do you believe that the devil exists? In what area of your life is he trying to tempt you? How are you fighting this temptation? Trust in God that he will help you choose his plan over the devil's. November 15th. Communion of Saints. Be aware of the companionship of the whole church and also the communion of the saints on this mission. When we face challenges together, then we are strong. We discover resources we did not know we had. Jesus did not call the apostles to live in isolation. He called them to form a group, a community. From his homily on World Youth Day, the closing Mass, July 28, 2013. Reflection. Have you been chosen a saint to be a friend, patron, model, and intercessor for you? Learn more about that saint this week and ask him or her to help you with specific challenges you're facing now. November 16, the God Money Idol. God did not want an idol to be at the center of the world, but man, men and women who would keep the world going with their work. Yet now, in this system devoid of ethics, at the center there is an idol, and the world has become an idolater of this God Money. Money is in command. Money lays down the law. It orders all things that are useful to it, this idol. And what happens? To defend this idol, all crowd to the center, and those on the margins are done down. The elderly fall away because there is no room for them in this world. From his address, Meeting with Workers, September 22, 2013. Reflection. Where do you see this God money as an idol in our culture? How does it become an idol in your own life? What is one practical step you can take to fight against this idol during the upcoming week? November 17th, Parisia. We must pray with Parisia, with courage, boldness, and confidence. We cannot sit still after having prayed once. True Christians' intercessions consist of insisting to the very end. From Only Love Can Save Us, Letter to Priests and Religious, July 29, 2007. Reflection. What are you praying for right now? Take up the Pope's challenge and pray with greater boldness and consistency. November 18th. Does the truth really exist? We are living in an age in which people are rather skeptical of truth. Benedict XVI has frequently spoken of relativism, that is, of the tendency to consider nothing definitive and to think that the truth comes from consensus or from something we like. The question arises, does the truth really exist? What is the truth? Can we know it? Can we find it? It is the Holy Spirit himself, the gift of the risen Christ, who makes us recognize the truth. General Audience, May 15, 2013. Reflection. Have you found it difficult to trust in truth in a culture of relativism? What helps you hold fast to the truth? In what situations are you tempted to relativize? Invite the Holy Spirit to be with you, to go with you, and to help you recognize truth. November 19th. How can we let Jesus out? Ask yourself this question. How often is Jesus inside and knocking at the door to be let out, to come out? And we do not let him out because our own need for security, because we so often are locked into ephemeral structures that serve solely to make us slaves and not free children of God. From his address, Vigil of the Pentecost with the Ecclesial Movements, May 18, 2013. Reflection. Where do you turn for comfort? How can you move beyond comfort to seek out the plan Jesus has for you? How can you let Jesus out? November 20th. Proclaim the gospel. This includes you. Jesus did not say, go if you would like to, if you have the time. But he said, go and make disciples of all nations. Sharing the experience of faith, bearing witness to the faith, proclaiming the gospel, this is a command that the Lord entrusts to the whole church, and that includes you. From his homily, World Youth Day, Closing Mass, July 28, 2013. Reflection. What excuses do you make in order to avoid sharing your faith with others? How is the Lord calling you to make disciples? November 21st, Absurd Dichotomy. The great Paul VI said, it is an absurd dichotomy to wish to live with Jesus, but without the church, to follow Jesus, but without the church, to love Jesus, but without the church. And that Mother Church who gives us Jesus also gives us an identity, which is not simply a rubber stamp, it is a membership. Identify means membership, belonging, belonging to the church. This is beautiful. From his homily, April 23rd, 2013. Reflection. Jesus established the kingdom of God here on earth in the form of the church. See Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 20. How does believing in both Jesus and his church shape your life? What does it mean for you to belong to this church, this kingdom? November 22nd, Faithful. It is not creativity, however pastoral it may be, or meetings or planning that ensure our fruitfulness, even if these are greatly helpful. But what assures our fruitfulness is our being faithful to Jesus. From his homily, World Youth Day, July 27th, 2013. Reflection. Your daily meeting with God in prayer is more important than anything else. It is from this that your faithfulness and success flow. November 23rd, 60 years with Jesus. Yesterday I celebrated the 60th anniversary of the day when I heard Jesus' voice in my heart. I am telling you this not so that you will make me a cake here. No, that is not why I'm saying it. However, it is a commemoration, 60 years since the day. I will never forget it. The Lord made me strongly aware that I should take that path. I was 17 years old. Several years passed before this decision, this invitation, became concrete and definitive. So many years have gone by, with some successes and joys, but many years with failures, frailty, sin. 60 years on the Lord's road, behind him, beside him, always with him. I only tell you this, I have no regrets. I have no regrets. Why? Because I feel like Tarzan, and I feel strong enough to go ahead. No, I have not regretted it, because I always, even in the darkest moments, the moments of sin and the moments of frailty, moments of failure, I have looked at Jesus and trusted in him, and he has not deserted me. Trust in Jesus. He always keeps on going. He goes with us. From his address, Meeting with Young People, September 22, 2013. Reflection. Do you have a moment in your life where you made a commitment to Jesus as Pope Francis did? Where has Jesus been with you on this journey since then? What do these experiences mean to you? November 24th. What kind of king? What kind of king is Jesus? Let us take a look at him. He is riding on a donkey. He is not accompanied by a court. He is not surrounded by an army as a symbol of power. He is received by humble people, simple folk who have the sense to see something more in Jesus. From his homily, March 24th, 2013. Reflection. What is the relationship between your simplicity and your ability to accept Jesus? What is Jesus asking you to put aside to receive him? Where is Jesus asking you to be humble so that you are more like him? November 25th. He asked for nothing. God thinks like the Samaritan who did not pass by the unfortunate man, pitying him or looking at him from the other side of the road, but helped him without asking for anything in return, without asking whether he was a Jew, a pagan, or a Samaritan, whether he was rich or poor. He asked for nothing. He went to help him. God is like this. God thinks like the shepherd who lays down his life in order to defend and save his sheep. From the general audience, March 27th, 2013. Reflection. How does God exceed our understanding of love and forgiveness? In what ways have you seen him go above and beyond your expectations to help you? Can you live out this model of mercy? November 26th. I don't have time. Someone might say to me, but Father, I don't have time. I have so many things to do. It's difficult. What can I do with my feebleness and my sins with so many things? We are often satisfied with a few prayers, with a distracted and sporadic participation in Sunday Mass, with a few charitable acts, but we do not have the courage to come out to bring Christ to others. From his general audience, March 27th, 2013. Reflection. Our understanding of time is relative to our desires. We don't have time for many important things, but we are distracted by trivial forms of media that waste our time and don't fulfill us. Where do you need to make time for God? Where does he want you to serve? November 27th, Illusions of Happiness. Jesus is all mercy. Jesus is all love. He is God made man. Each of us, each one of us, is that little lost lamb, the coin that was mislaid. Each one of us is that son who has squandered his freedom on false idols, illusions of happiness, and has lost everything. But God does not forget us. The Father never abandons us. He is a patient Father, always waiting for us. He respects our freedom, but he remains faithful forever. And when we come back to him, he welcomes us like children into his house, for he never ceases, not for one instant, to wait for us with love. And his heart rejoices over every child who returns. He is celebrating because he is joy. God has this joy when one of us sinners goes to him and asks for his forgiveness. Angelus Address, September 15, 2013. Reflection. Consider the times that God has rescued you from your sin, in your childhood, in your adolescence, and in your adulthood. Thank him for the grace you have received, and think about the aspects of your life that still need to return to him. November 28th, not a cultural organization. We can do all the social work we like, and people can say how good the church is and what good social work the church does. But if we say we do this because those people are the flesh of Christ, it gives rise to a scandal. The church is not a cultural or religious organization, nor is it a social one. It is not this. The church is the family of Jesus. The church confesses that Jesus is the Son of God who came in flesh. This is the scandal, that this is why they persecuted Jesus. If we become merely reasonable, social, and charitable Christians, what will the consequence be? That we will never have martyrs. But when we say the Son of God came and became flesh, when we preach the scandal of the cross, there will be persecution. There will be the cross. Do not be ashamed of living with this scandal of the cross. From his homily, June 1st, 2013. Reflection. What is the difference between someone who lives a cultural faith and someone who confesses that Jesus is the Son of God who came in the flesh? How would they talk and live differently? If someone witnessed your life, what would they say about you? November 29th. Even if we observe all of his precepts. If in our heart there is no mercy, no joy of forgiveness, we are not in communion with God, even if we observe all of his precepts. For it is love that saves, not the practice of precepts alone. It is the love of God and neighbor that brings fulfillment to all the commandments. And this is the love of God, his joy, forgiveness. He waits for us always. Maybe someone has some heaviness in his heart. But I did this. I did that. He expects you. He is your Father. He waits for you always. From the Angelus Address, September 25th, 2013. Reflection. It is good to do the right thing, but ultimately, God wants your heart. Think about the upcoming week. Where is God calling you? Not only to do the right thing, but to do it with love as well. November 30th. Don't be distracted. I would tell the people of today to seek the experience of entering into the intimacy of their hearts, to know the experience, the face of God. That is why I love what Job says after his difficult experience in the dialogues that did not help him in any way. By hearsay I have heard of you, but now my eye has seen you. Job chapter 24, verse 5. What I tell people is not to know God only by hearing. The living God is He that you may see with your eyes within your hearts. On Heaven and Earth, Pope Francis on Faith, Family, and the Church in the 21st Century. Reflection. Where have you seen God in the past? How do you experience Him today? Find extra time this week to seek the face of God. Perhaps schedule a retreat, even just one afternoon, to spend more time with Him. This is the end of Side 11, continuing with Side 12.